From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And while I was celebrating my birthday Sunday night on the air with most of you, Doc Wallach was celebrating his birthday too. Happy birthday, Doc.
Well, thank you. Thank you, George. And I can't tell you how great the event was. As usual, we're very proud of you and all the things you do for humanity. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Contact in the Desert.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to go to that every year. And it was packed this year, Doc.
Oh, yeah. I was amazed at how many people were there.
It's fantastic. How you been?
Well, busy. I've really been busy. And, of course, I'm breathless because I have discovered the answer to some age-old questions that have been troubling people for a long time. And I did some research, and I came up with the answers. Why did the prophets, why did the angels during the time, back 3,000 years ago, you know, why did Adam live to be 930? Why did Noah live to be 950?
Methuselah
live to be 969? Okay, and you,
were they real years?
Oh, yes, they're real years. And also, there is another piece in there. There's 21 references in the Old Testament. This blew my mind. I thought it was only mentioned once or twice, but there's 21 stories in the Old Testament about the lands flowing with milk and honey. You've heard that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, was it cow's milk? Was it goat's milk? Was it camel milk? And being a dumb farm boy, you know, I'm going to find out what kind of milk it was. Well, it turns out it was none of that. It turns out it was glacial milk.
What's glacial milk?
Ah, glacial milk is the ground up rocks up in the top of the mountains. The glaciers grind up the rocks, and the silt in the water coming down in the streams and creeks and rivers from the tops of the mountains down in the valleys are white like milk because of all this mineral silt in it.
Uh-huh.
And they thought it was milk 3,000 years ago. They didn't have all the chemistry and everything.
They were taking their vitamins and didn't even know it.
But there was minerals. Yeah. Minerals, and so, and we analyzed, I don't know, 8 or 10 different glacial milks from today, and they're different. Some of them have 3 minerals, some of them have 10 minerals, some of them have 25 minerals, some have 75 minerals, and so forth. And that's why we went the direction we went in, but I didn't realize that the story goes back, and this is why those people who lived in the land flowing with milk and honey lived so long. They were getting these minerals, and it gave them 25 to 50 more useful years of life compared to the people who lived in the desert. So even today, when you compare Egypt with Israel, Egypt, their life expectancy is 71, Israel's 83. In America, our life expectancy is 75, and
going down a little bit.
And going down, and Japan is 74.7. Okay, so what's going on here? What's going on is the people who live the longest live in places where there's glaciers grinding up rocks, getting into the water, which they use for irrigation and use for also drinking. Now, it gets even greater than this. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of Brooklyn Bridge, Thomas Edison pulled a switch on electricity. Until that moment, everybody was using wood or coal for fuel, and they're putting their wood ashes into the gardens and putting their wood ashes in their food for spice and that kind of stuff. And that's where we were getting our minerals for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Now, did they know they were doing it?
No, they didn't know that we were getting minerals. They just knew that when they put the wood ashes into the garden, they got a bigger yield. They didn't have the chemistry to know that there was more minerals in it. They just knew they got a bigger yield, and you'd eat the carrots. It had the minerals that were in the wood ashes. Now, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when we went to electricity, suddenly now there's no more wood ashes. And suddenly, between 1882 and 1900, 50 new diseases appeared. Okay, that they said, oh, these are genetic diseases. Well, my thesis of, 20,000 autopsies, it was a $21 million grant from NIH based on my first scientific paper I wrote. When I did autopsies, 500 lambs died in one night. They were perfectly normal the day before. They died during the night, and I figured out it was a pollution thing. Published it, and we got a $21 million grant because of that. And I did 20,000 autopsies over 10 years. And my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. I'm very, very proud of that.
Good for you.
But it goes into all this detail, but there are missing questions. Well, now that I've figured out that the land flowing with milk and honey wasn't animal milk, it was glacial milk, and I have a book, it's called Rare Earths of Hidden Cures. It goes into all this history of this, and in Chapter 10, it's entitled Glacial Milk, because we analyzed glacial milk from all over the place, and it's amazing. Some of them have 3 minerals, some of them have 20 minerals, some of them have 40, 50, 60, 70. And that's why at Youngevity, we're based on 75 to 78 minerals in all our products.
You got them all, almost.
Yes, we got them all. And that's why we have such great results compared to, you know, the other vitamin minerals programs. But you do have to supplement because plants do not manufacture minerals. Plants only manufacture vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids. You learn that in fourth grade that, you know, the chlorophyll in the plants, they take the carbon dioxide out of the air and make carbon chains to make vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. But plants don't make minerals. Nutritional minerals, George, do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver.
That's right.
So you can be eating the same recipe as somebody who has zero diseases, and you've got 18 diseases, you're on 18 prescription drugs, and yet you're eating the same foods, the same recipes, but you're getting food from a different location. And the only way you can level the playing field is for everybody to take the 90 essential nutrients. That's why we came out with the Healthy Start Pack and the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And we have so many famous people that we have helped, politicians and athletes and movie actors. And, I mean, even Pat Boone wrote the foreword to my latest book. I think we gave you a copy of The Wallach Revolution.
It's headed my way, they tell me.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And so in that book, we have all these famous people who we've helped, okay? And we're talking about, again, you know, Andy Young, Martin Luther King III. We're talking about like 25 different athletes. Evander Holyfield, I'm the guy that rebuilt him after he had his heart attack, and he lost
his... You did.
Yeah, and he lost his heavyweight championship by default because he couldn't answer the bell against Michael Moore. I came up with a Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for him, and in 6 months' time, he comes back and he beats the snot out of Mike Tyson, who's one of the meanest, most aggressive heavyweight champions ever. He came back after a near-fatal heart attack and beat Mike Tyson on based on my giving him the nutrients that were in the health, you know, that were in the glacial milk.
That's interesting. I didn't know about that. I'm going to check into that. It's one thing you got me on. Got a couple emails before we start taking calls with you, and we'll take calls next hour with Doc Wallach. I can't believe it's been 6 weeks already since you were last on.
Oh, yeah.
Time is just flying by. There's a genetic disorder called progeria that's also called the Benjamin Button disease, which it affects children primarily and makes them age faster. A lady by the name of Donna writes you, Doc, and her daughter died from this back in 1992, and she's wondering if there's any cause or treatment for something. Have you ever heard of this, progeria?
Yes, and of course, I have to appreciate again, it's not a genetic disease. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease, and here's why. Have you ever heard of gluten?
Oh, yeah, from you.
Yeah. Okay, well, gluten is a substance found in wheat, barley, and oats. And then there's a similar one in buckwheat called phagopyrenes, and they destroy the villi in your intestine. When you cut open a normal intestine, your intestinal lining should look like a shag rug with a finger-like villi to increase all the absorptive surface. When you've eaten gluten for 2 months or more, or you've eaten buckwheat for 2 months or more, all those villi are gone, and now your intestines look like a plastic tube. You've lost 90% of your absorptive surface. You take all the vitamins and minerals you want. They're going out the other end in the septic tank.
Even a baby?
Even a baby. Okay, so I guarantee you, even if the mother is eating gluten, it's coming through her breast milk. Okay?
Jeez.
And so nobody should... I actually have a book. It's called Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. It has the good food, bad food list in it. There's 300 pages of safe recipes and cooking methods. It has the good food, bad food list in it. Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. And that information alone can add 25 to 50 healthier years to your life because it's going to allow you to absorb all the nutrients in these formulas we have. We have Let's see here. We have over 5,000 products, George. We deal with 600 different diseases. I can prevent and reverse 600 different diseases that doctors say are genetic or autoimmune. There are no such things as autoimmune diseases or genetic diseases, even rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and all that kind of stuff. It's a simple nutritional deficiency diseases, and that's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute's Natural Treasure.
I saw something on the Internet a couple weeks ago. I wanted to ask you about it. What is it where your fingers start crossing over each other and you can't, like, move them?
Okay. It's very easy. That's one of the books I gave you. It's called It's All in Your Head. That was a that was the name of my featured presentation there at the Contact in the Desert. It's All in Your Head. And in this book we gave you, It's All in Your Head, it goes into all the diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. Now, babies are born with osteoporosis of the skull. It's not an aging thing, okay? Babies can be born with it, okay? It's called Erb's palsy. They're paralyzed from the neck down. And doctors don't know what to do about it, but it's just osteoporosis of the skull. People get dizzy. They get balance problems. They fall and break their legs and all that kind of stuff. They get finger and toe things. They get back stuff. The skull is squeezing the spinal cord, and you get up five times a night to urinate because the spinal cord is being squeezed by the skull when you have osteoporosis of the skull, and your spinal cord is being told, telling your urinary bladder to urinate. And so even women will urinate 10 times a night when they have osteoporosis of the skull, and they don't have a prostate gland, so the doctors are confused because they can't do a biopsy. Yeah,
how do you get any sleep that way?
Well, you don't. And that's why they get sick and they're miserable and tired. And so I've figured all this out, and it has to do, again, with this land flowing with milk and honey. And we're starting a new thing because of this. And you're going to be a great part of this. Okay, now we're going to call it a crusade, George. You know, like the old crusades, it was 967 years the crusades where Europe sent armies over to the Middle East to chase off the bad guys so the Europeans could get to the place where Christ was crucified.
Hold that thought, Doc. We'll talk about your crusade and we'll begin calls when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Joel Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. And Doc, before we take calls, tell us about this crusade you're undertaking.
Okay, well, I've been lecturing for 75 years, okay, and two or three lectures a week, and 24 best-selling books trying to get this message out there. But now we have all kinds of other methods. And so what we've done is say, okay, we're going to do what the Crusaders did. We are going to get 10,000 lectures a day. Okay, how are we going to do that?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, I've taken my best of my best presentations. We're calling it 90 for Life because of the 90 essential nutrients, 90 for Life Crusade to save the earth and humanity. Okay? We can get rid of 99% of all the diseases. We can add 25 to 50-year healthful years to people's lives. And they will be comfortable and healthy for 25 to 50 more years. And we've made a flip chart. It's going to be about 70, 75 pages with all the references and everything. Color pictures of dozens of famous people that we've worked with. And we're talking about politicians and athletes and movie actors and so forth. And, you know, people like Pat Boone, he wrote the foreword to one of those two new books I gave you, Dr. Wallach's Wellness Crusade, okay? And it's one of those things where this information, which is unimpeachable, and it goes back to me studying, trying to figure out what this land flowing with milk and honey really was. It turns out it's glacial milk, and of course that's chapter 10 of my book, Rare Earths and Cures. It tells all these stories and analyses of the different glacial milks from around the world, and so you can see why certain peoples live longer than others. And so this book, color pictures of me with all these very famous people in politics and sports and pastors and so forth. You know, I have one pastor, Michael Freeman, up in Baltimore, Maryland. He's famous. He's on the Internet and TV all the time. And he went into a coma for 6 weeks. And the doctors called his family and said, look, he's only got minutes or hours left to live. You better come here and say your goodbyes. And so one of our great distributors up there, a gal named Melinda, she called me and says, anything we can do for him? They've only given him hours to live. I said, well, does he have a G-tube? We can put something in there? No. Does he have an IV? No. Okay, well, just take our liquid minerals. Just take our liquid plant minerals, which are, you know, clear. You look at it, it just looks like a bottle of water, but it has a 75 minerals in it. I want you to take half a teacup, 3 times a day on his chest and upper belly, and 3 times a day on his back between his shoulder blades and back, okay, lower back. And by 3 days, he wakes up. He's supposed to be dead 3 days earlier.
What'd you do, rub it into him?
Yeah, just rub it on his skin. He absorbed it through his skin. It healed him, okay, all his issues and his coma and all that kind of stuff. And he goes to his church immediately right from the hospital, and he gets on his TV and his radio station, and he spends 12 hours telling his story over and over and over. The best part of this, George, he records it. So we made a tool out of it. It's called Praise Lord and Pass the 90. And if you know, you deal with the military, you know, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Well, this is Praise Lord and Pass the 90. And that story will save thousands of people. Now, we have saved thousands of babies every day now. We save thousands of human babies every day. How do we do that? I found the cure for cystic fibrosis. It's supposed to be a terrible birth defect in babies. Found the first non-human cases in the Yerkes Primate Center, monkeys. They fired me because they said it wasn't genetic. That's why I went back to school and became a physician. And then I worked with Jerry Lewis, and we found the cause, prevention, and cure for muscular dystrophy. That's why I don't hear about muscular dystrophy anywhere. Found the cure for muscular dystrophy. And he took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They fired Jerry Lewis, put a gag order on him, and stopped the telethon September 4th, 2011. Okay, because he said, we know the cause, prevention, and cure of it. Okay? And then I found the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome, SIDS. You don't hear about that anymore because I found the prevention for that. My lawyer, Jonathan Emore, and I, we sued the FDA 8 times in federal court.
And you won them all. Yeah,
won them all. Put all these nutrients into the baby formulas, and so all these babies that used to die every day aren't dying anymore because of these nutrients we put into the baby formulas 20 years ago.
So I assume you're going to put these videos on the criticalhealthnews.com website?
Well, yeah, this is going to be two things. It's going to be a flip chart, and it's also going to be something that people can put on their computers and hook up to TVs. It can hook it up to projectors into big auditoriums. I want 10,000 meetings a day. And, of course, you are a primary communicator. And so you and I will talk, and we'll find out, you know, what you feel is the best way we can work together on this, because we are going to be doing great things in this crusade, okay?
You just help one person, it's worth it, Doc.
Exactly.
Let's take some calls, and we'll take calls next hour. Jesse in North Carolina to get us started. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good to have you with us. Go ahead, Jess.
Doc Wallet, I went and did your survey there, filled it out. Background, I'm 435 pounds again. I gained 50 pounds back.
Okay, so you're 435 pounds.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I drive truck. I'm 5'9".
5'9". You're a big fella.
I'm a big guy. I was 50 pounds lighter, but I got injured. I was doing the keto carnivore diet,
mm-hmm.
and was doing good. Did good. Then I got injured and was down for 6 months.
So okay, let me ask you a couple of more quick questions. Do you have any high blood pressure or diabetes?
I'm type 2 diabetic. I do have high blood pressure.
Okay.
Control.
How many times do you wake up at night to urinate? Once, 3 times, 5 times, 10 times?
By average, maybe 2 times.
Okay. Do you have any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything going on with your throat, your voice, taste, anything like that?
No taste, just coming off from, sinus.
Okay. And let's see here.
I was a smoker.
Balance. What about balance problems? You have any balance problems?
Not per se. My joints ache, obviously. But that's
okay.
I lose balance because of the pain.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Go for it, Doc.
Yeah. Here we go. You need to get rid of all the bad foods. We have a book. It's called Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. It has 300 pages of safe recipes and safe cooking methods, and it has the good food, bad food list in it. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, rye, and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet drinks got to go, and carbonated water got to go because they neutralize stomach acid so you cannot digest food and absorb minerals. Now, I have to ask you, what do you eat for breakfast?
Just a cup of coffee, bulletproof coffee.
I'm sorry?
Cup of coffee.
That's coffee.
Okay. Do you eat any buckwheat or do you eat any...
I do not eat gluten.
Okay. You know, okay, well, buckwheat doesn't have gluten in it, but it does have phagopyrenes, which are worse than gluten.
Yeah, I don't eat buckwheat. I eat no bread, basically. It's,
what about oats or oatmeal?
I don't eat oatmeal.
Okay, good. All right, no gluten, no wheat, butter, rye, oats, and no buckwheat. All right, another carbonated drink, that kind of stuff. Now, at 400 pounds, I want you to have 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month. Take a full dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I weigh 142, and I take 2 healthy start packs, or 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, and take a full dose twice a day.
You bring a suitcase of stuff with you.
That's right. I brought a big suitcase, even just for 1 week. And so you need to be taking those. Each healthy brain and heart pack has 215 nutrients, and it has the agreed-upon 90 essential nutrients agreed upon by everybody. But, I'm way ahead of them, and so we have other stuff in there you need. That's why we have the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. So I want you to have 3 of those per month. Take a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time, and full dose of lunchtime. Then I want you to get 2 bottles a month of our MSM. Take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. And they will support and promote maintenance repair of your immune system, your bone marrow, and make white blood cells and all that kind of stuff, as well as restore your cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and your joints and skin and bones and walls of your arteries and your kidneys and your heart and heart valves and all that kind of stuff. I also want you to have, our collagen peptides. Take a scoop of that in your morning drink, scoop of that in your evening drink. So you can do the same thing, but from 4 different species of animals. And then also I want you to have, for your high blood pressure, I want you to take 3 doses a day of Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, or 3 words, Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. I take 3 twice a day. I only weigh 142. And if you're on blood pressure medication, don't cold turkey off your medication, but as your blood pressure begins to drop, and it will within a couple of weeks, you can slowly reduce your medication based on the numbers. And if you have blood sugar problems, hypoglycemia, you have type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetic or all that kind of stuff, you want to get our Sweeties. Take 3 bottles a month of those. I take 2 bottles, and I take 3 twice a day. You need 3 times a day. And if you're on medication, don't cold turkey off of that. But as things get better, you will be able to get off your medication. Now, are you on dialysis at all, anything like that?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. Now, to lose the weight, we have a program. It's called our Keto Shakes. It comes in chocolate and strawberry. I want you to start out with 1 meal a day. It's not to add to a meal. It's a meal replacer. It doesn't have to be the same meal every day. And you'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And after a month of taking it once a day, see if you want to try it 2 or 3 days a week. Do it twice a day, okay? But don't do that right away. Just start out with 1 meal a day. Doesn't have to be the same meal. It's not to add to a meal. It's a meal replacer, the keto shake, and you'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, okay? And the reason why people get to be 400, 500 pounds, and I deal with hundreds of people every month that are 300.
How much weight can a body take, Doc?
Well, the records... that I've seen at autopsy, the human beings, they weigh 1,200 pounds.
1,200 pounds?
Yes, or 1,200 pounds.
Half a ton?
Yep. Yep.
My God.
And so this is all due to mineral deficiencies. In animals, it's called cribbing, where they chew on the fences and they eat dirt and all this kind of stuff.
I've never seen an overweight animal, have you?
Well, yeah. You know, pets in people's homes.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But cribbing is very, very common in animals. They're minerally deficient. And so in humans, when you're minerally deficient, you'll eat 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 meals a day. And instead of when you have a meal, instead of having one serving of everything, you'll have 5 servings of everything. You know, you just eat, and when that plate's empty, you'll fill it up again. When that plate's empty, you'll fill it up again. And so this is why people gain so much weight. It's a nutritional deficiency, and they're driven to look, their body's telling you, look for it. You're missing these things. Find it. Eat it. And so people are looking, and they're eating all this stuff, which is just adding calories, and that's why they gain so much weight. And so, this young fella here, Let's see here.
Let's move on, Doc. We've got okay, the calls coming in like
so
crazy.
So that should take care of all his problems.
And if you missed any of that, Jesse, call 1-855-949-7234. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Hey, Doc, Marilyn in San Francisco. She wants to know what the most effective way to fight halitosis is.
That's okay. Bad breath, right?
Bad breath is halitosis. And, of course, you can brush your teeth after every meal. You can use these mouthwashes after every meal. But also, you want to make sure you're taking your enzymes, our ultimate enzymes, okay? We call them the...
And it could be a gum disease, too, right?
It could be. It could be if they have kind of...
It's my old dental school stuff coming up now, Doc.
Yeah, gum disease. Now, when people have osteoporosis of the skull, they get receding gums, they get TMJ, they get arthritis in their temporal mandibular joint, okay? They'll have dental problems. And they'll have all their teeth pulled, and they'll put in implants and get dentures and all this kind of stuff. They get dizzy, and they'll get tingling and numbness. They'll get the tingling in their ears, and they'll go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and they'll give them hearing aids. But they really just have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 12 pairs of cranial nerves and squeezing the spinal cord. That's why we have this book on a CD set out. It's all in your head. And that was the name of our featured presentation at the Contact in the Desert this last week. Okay, and we're saving thousands of people with that one concept. Okay, it's all in your head because doctors know nothing about osteoporosis of the skull. They think you only get osteoporosis in your vertebrae and your legs.
I've told so many people about this that they never even understood, and they're saying, you know what, you could be right.
Yeah, well, it's unimpeachable evidence. We've got we've got thousands of cases where we have reversals of diseases where doctors said it's a genetic thing. You just have to deal with it. And so forth. And so we have thousands of cases where we reverse them. We've eliminated cystic fibrosis. We've eliminated muscular dystrophy. We've eliminated son of a death syndrome. I mean, you know, we have a long history of doing good stuff.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance. People are there. He's got a staff of people taking notes. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. It's the same thing. We're going to come back after the top of the hour and take some more of your phone calls. Doc Wallach has been donating his time to us for years now, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, to give us the vital information to keep us healthy. Because you know what, Doc? If you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
That's correct. And again, the good Lord gave us the capacity to live to be well beyond 100. In fact, in the Old Testament, God said, man's year shall be 120.
And with a good life, too.
Yeah. And the record now in the industrialized world is a French woman by the name of Jean Kelment. She died in 1997 at 122 years, 164
days. That's amazing. Doc, we'll come back and take more calls with you in a moment.